It's Monday, February 6th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. According to International Christian Concern, the Sudanese government has threatened to tear down 25 churches that are, quote, trespassing into residential areas, unquote. The churches are mainly in the Khartoum area. The situation for many Sudanese churches has gotten so bad that they continue to move into South Sudan. In spite of the persecution against Sudanese Christians, William Levi of Operation Nehemiah Missions told The Worldview that all the unrest and animosity has exposed Sudan's need for the gospel.
Our ministry, Operation Nehemiah, is there to be a beacon of the gospel of Jesus Christ that transcends above tribalism, and of course, not to mention the UN. They're there entrenched in the country and causing so much division along the tribal line. So we're bringing the gospel there to be a hope for the community that has been really weakened.
China Aid reports that Christian human rights lawyers Li Heping and Wang Quanheng were arrested and subjected to electrocution and other forms of torture as part of China's crackdown on Christians. Li has defended Christians in court and was detained in connection with his defense work. The Christian lawyers remain imprisoned in the Tianjin Municipal Detention Center No. 1. Please pray for their safety and a speedy release. 2 Timothy 1:8 says, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God." Poland's President Andrzej Duda made it clear that Poland will not legalize homosexual marriage, despite pressure from international organizations, lobby groups, and other European countries. President Duda told the broadcaster Republika, quote, "I unequivocally repeat, marriage in accordance with the Polish Constitution is a union between a man and a woman," unquote. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." A man wielding a machete and shouting Allahu Akbar attacked 4 soldiers near the famed Louvre Museum in Paris last Friday. One of the soldiers shot the attacker 5 times, seriously wounding him. French President François Hollande said this was beyond doubt an act of terrorism. Authorities have commenced an investigation. In spite of President Trump's recent sanctions, Iran tested missile and radar systems on Saturday, reports Fox News. Their purpose was to, quote, "showcase the power of Iran's revolution and to dismiss the sanctions," unquote, according to Iran's Revolutionary Guards website. Yesterday, on Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace was surprised that Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein agreed with President Trump's sanctions against Iran.
Let's turn to Iran, because President Obama repeatedly ignored aggressive actions after the Iran nuclear deal, whether it was the testing of ballistic missiles, whether it was Iran's support for terror. Isn't President Trump right to say enough is enough and to put the rulers in Iran on notice?
Well, I think he is right in this. I think Iran is wrong in this. Let me be very clear. The need to test right now, I think, is dangerous and should not have happened. Is it a mistake? Is it wrong? Yes. Now, the president has taken action with some sanctions.
A federal judge has put a nationwide halt on President Trump's travel ban after a ruling last Friday, and the Department of Homeland Security and the Justice Department have announced their compliance with the court order. However, the White House called the restraining order, quote, "outrageous," unquote. The Washington Post reports that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that President Trump's controversial immigration order will remain suspended for the time being, allowing those previously banned from coming to the United States at least another day to get here. Commissioners in Shelby County, Tennessee, are under pressure from the Tennessee Department of Health for not approving $115,000 in grant money to Planned Parenthood for HIV prevention programs, according to Life News. Planned Parenthood plans to file a federal lawsuit if the grant money is not approved. CNN reports the U.S. economy picked up a solid 227,000 jobs the first month of 2017. last month also saw paychecks increase by 2.5% compared to January 2016. Abortion activists often show up to counter the March for Life in Washington, D.C. This year, one of the protesters stopped and began crying after seeing pro-life signs exposing the brutality of the murder of the unborn, reports LifeSite News. The woman put down her pro-murder sign and picked up a pro-life sign, while the March for Life members gathered around the woman, showing their love and support. 2 Timothy 2:25 says, "In humility correct those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, February 6th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.